Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's take a couple minutes now to talk about gadgets. You know, you have them, you love them, your iPod, your can opener, that old video game system. We're going to take a few minutes and talk about the old technology that we love and some new technology that we hate to the point of banning it. That's actually going on. We asked you, what old gadgets are you still holding on to, and why do you hold on to them so tightly? Many of you wrote in praise for your old video game systems. As I mentioned, a listener from Dallas writes, I still have my Intellivision video game system along with several games. I don't know why I keep it. Maybe for sentimental reasons. It was fun and advanced when it came out. Yeah, that's the way those game systems go.
Hi, this is Morgan calling from South Carolina. I think by far my most outdated device is my NES Nintendo. Last night I was playing Dr. Mario and beating the pants off my husband.
I have a 20-year-old original Nintendo Game Boy. I got it when I was 7. And not only does it still function, it works perfectly. It's been dropped in the toilet twice. It's been dropped on concrete floors more than I can count. And the thing is still going. Still fun to play old games like Tetris.
And besides those video games, there were a lot of you who called in and wrote in echoing this listener's sentiments.
This is Carly from East Harlem. My still treasured but outdated device is my Sony Walkman. It has this bright yellow sporty plastic exterior that I really believed projected to everyone around me that I was some sort of elite athlete, even though at the time I was using it to practice my musical theater song.
And of course, radio listeners also love their radios.
This is Steve in Texas. I have a pair of 1930s vacuum tube radios, one with an LP player recorder. We used this growing up to play those cool Golden Book LPs.
Another listener from Arlington writes us, I have an old portable transistor radio that I carry around the house with me.
Pascal and Joel from Rob the People.
I love the crackle between stations and how sometimes it's hard to get the station that you want. I have all the latest devices, but I couldn't go a day without my transistor radio. It just makes me happy. And from Everett, Washington, we got this. My most outdated device is a digital clock radio alarm.
Then put your little hand in mine.
It's been waking me in the mornings with music from my whole adult life, but now it awakens me to the sweet voice of John Hockenberry and The Takeaway. Sweet, huh?
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much.
A huge number of you can't say goodbye to your record players. A listener from South Carolina writes, my father's old turntable is my oldest device, but I wouldn't call it outdated. It has great audio quality and a deliberately more involved listening experience. Of course, many of you out there just don't listen to old gadgets. You watch them.
Nelson Reyes, I'm calling from Miami. I have my old 27-inch television. It's 27 inches wide, and it's also 27 inches deep. But it still works like the first day I got it.
Well, for some of you, your old technology has nothing to do with entertainment at all.
This is Karen in Miami, Florida. My old technology is an IBM Selectric typewriter. It comes in handy when I want to neatly complete paper forms. It usually gets the job done, and then my handwriting skills are not an issue.
And maybe weirdest of all was the realization that a gadget less than a decade old can suddenly seem like ancient history. Here's a listener from Pittsburgh, writes us, my iPod is a 40-gig one with a hard drive and a black and white screen. I paid $400 for it in 2004. I keep it on a speaker dock in my office to play music during patient visits. One young man saw it and commented on my vintage iPod. Hey, it still works. Why would I want a new one?
Yes, I love technology.
And that is the sentiment that so many of you relate to us. My old gadget still works. Why get a new one? Tell us your oldest gadget at 8778-MY-TAKE. If you dial in on a rotary phone, you get extra points. You can get to us on Facebook.com/TheTakeaway.